This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas has displaced thousands of residents in southern Gaza. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli fire struck a crowd of people waiting for humanitarian aid at a roundabout in Gaza City on Thursday, killing at least 20 and wounding 150. The Israeli military says it was looking into the report. The toll from a strike the day before on a crowded shelter in Gaza rose to 12, with over 75 wounded. This woman, who gave birth days ago and can't locate her relatives, says she was present. A senior United Nations refugee official does not blame Israel, but says Israel is the only party to the conflict that has tanks. Thousands of people have rushed further south in recent days to escape the violence. I'm Norman Hall.
A bipartisan deal in the U.S. Senate to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faces potential collapse. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Work has been going on for months. The U.S. has run out of money to help Ukraine. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says the talks have slowed down because of Donald Trump's likely opposition.
The fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the stakes are high.
We know that if Putin prevails in Ukraine, the consequences for Western democracy and for the American people will be severe and haunt us for years.
A senator who was at a Republican luncheon says Minority Leader Mitch McConnell still personally supports pairing the border and Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And for more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council met Thursday in an emergency meeting at Russia's request following the crash of a Russian military transport plane near the Russia-Ukraine border. Both sides are calling for an investigation. Moscow has accused Kyiv of shooting down the plane that crashed Wednesday in the Belgorod region. Russia said the plane was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war who were to be part of a prisoner swap. In a first-of-its-kind method, the southern U.S. state of Alabama has executed someone with nitrogen gas. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Officials say Kenneth Eugene Smith was pronounced dead at 8:25 p.m. Thursday at an Alabama prison using nitrogen gas, marking the first time a new execution method has been used since lethal injection was introduced in 1982. The execution took about 22 minutes. Smith appeared to remain conscious for several minutes. For at least 2 minutes, he appeared to shake and writhe on the gurney, sometimes pulling at the restraints. That was followed by several minutes of heavy breathing until breathing was no longer perceptible. Smith was one of two men convicted in the 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of a pastor's wife. Prosecutors say the two men were each paid $1,000 to kill the wife on behalf of her husband, who was deeply in debt and wanted to collect on insurance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump briefly testified in the defamation trial against him, filed by a former columnist in New York. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former President Trump testified for several minutes, telling the court that he just wanted to defend himself. He said of columnist E. Jean Carroll, "She said something I considered a false accusation," but the judge told the jury to disregard that remark. Trump was heard in the courtroom away from the jury, saying he didn't know E. Jean Carroll, something that he said repeatedly on the campaign trail as well.
"Until this happened, obviously, I have no idea who she was, and nor could I care less."
Carroll seeking over $10 million in damages, testifying that Trump ruined her reputation after she accused him of sexually abusing her in 1996 in the dressing room of a Manhattan department store. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Voting is underway in the tiny Pacific island of Tuvalu in the national election that could reverberate from China to Australia. Tuvalu is one of the smallest nations in the world, but the election for the 16-seat parliament was being closely watched. The elections come as China and the United States and others wrangle for influence in the Pacific. Tuvalu is one of the few countries that recognizes Taiwan, but China has been pushing them to switch their alliance. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.